Alright, this time we'll reconvene open meeting. Will, if you'll please read us back into open session.
Alright, whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on the state pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be resolved that Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification applies, and two only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by Coburn Town Council. Carl Stallings?
Yes.
Joe Steele?
Yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes.
Devin Tay Mooney?
Yes.
Jeff Passer?
All right. Are there any council actions from closed session?
No.
All right, hearing none at this time, we will move to council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins?
No comment.
Mr. Kaiser?
None.
Mr. Steele?
None.
Mrs. Steele?
You know I do. I want to, nobody's here, but I want to thank everybody that does all this nice work that we get done and things that get done timely. And that's my comments for good. But I have a concern that our town is being sharply divided, and I, for one, my seat didn't change, my perception of the town didn't change, but it seems like there's a whole bunch of deceptions going on that's dividing and trying to divide council, and I feel like that for 7 years and two with Joe and Carlos, right, 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
That we've all worked together, and the five of us are still the same five, and we have worked forward for a long time for the betterment of the town, and I feel like that it doesn't matter who is sitting where, that's still our objective. And the things that get rumored on the street are horrible all around on any side, and it doesn't matter, and they're always out there. There's that faction. But I think that as a council, we need to band together regardless of who's wearing what hat, because it doesn't matter, the town matters. And we need to keep that perspective. And that's my concern of what's going on out and about. And that's all I got to say. And I'm done for the day.
Thank you very much. I would like to say thank you to my fellow council members and town employees for everything that they do in and out of every day. Mr. Kaiser, if you would please let your wife know, I was hoping she'd be here tonight, but just thank her and the CIA for what they did for the Guest River Rally. It seems that everybody had a great time, and we do appreciate those efforts.
I will do so.
Thank you very much, and I will echo what Ms. Steele said. As far as council working together, I feel that we are five very strong council members, and I feel that we all want the same for our town, and that is for Coburn to continue moving forward as it is and as it has in the past few years. And that's all I have to say. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.